first shout of the new energy, I want to address dreams and really take a look at them. See, the dreams are out there somewhere else, in another realm. I'm going to propose a couple of things that, first of all, particularly in the coming month, try to be aware of what the dream was, because most of them have gotten so tarred over, so hidden or lost. I don't even remember what they were. There's something, you know. There's something, but a lot of you have forgotten what it was. It could be something very practical, or it could be shine light on the world. It's a nice dream, but why? Why? So you've held dreams out there. They're all based in old energy. We're wiping the slate clean. Let's say these dreams really just contain a lot of energy, whether the energy is hope or lost hope, whether it is fulfillment or lack of fulfillment, no matter what it is, it's just a bunch of energy right now. And it's kind of trapped. It's out somewhere else. It's really foggy, and it's, I don't even know where it is. I propose that you just let that cloud just start raining down that energy into your life. It does a couple of things. It dissolves the cloud, the mystery, the fogginess of things. It brings it from that realm into this realm. And as it comes through, it also kind of helps wash away this crystal ceiling that was there, kind of dissolve it away. Crystal ceiling is really just sugar candy. So it starts to dissolve it away. Brings the energy, not the original dream, but actually the energy into this reality. Because in this year, it's about bringing it here, not keeping it there. And I'm going to be calling you out on it this year. If you keep the stuff out somewhere else, it's time to bring it here, including your divinity. Talk about that too. But it's time to let it rain down on you. No umbrellas to protect you. No, thank you. No umbrellas. Just let it rain down on you. Let yourself feel that. Even imagine when you're taking a shower, just using the symbology in here of that cloud of the dreams, which would represent not only the confusion, but the mass and the distance, because clouds are way out there somewhere. Let that cloud start raining down on you with all of its energy, washing away an unavailable dream and bringing it as a very available creation in this reality. Not the old dream, but just the passion. And you say, now, what do we replace it with? It's going to be in the moment. And we're not going to start building lower-level clouds or unavailable, even though it's sitting right next to you, type of clouds. Let's move beyond those old dreams. A very important reason is it frees up a lot of energy. It frees up you. It allows you to now create in this reality. Tremendous amount of your self has been invested out there somewhere to the point where you weren't really necessarily living here. Almost got to the point where you weren't even creating here anymore. There are amazing things to be created if you want to. Simple things to be created. Even nothing to be created if you don't want to. Totally up to you. But it takes place here now, not out there. So I'm kicking the dreams out from underneath. Really am. And I'm not saying just bring the dream down here. I'm saying dissolve the dream. And let's start creating, being, doing right here, right here. Then, after you let this dream dissolve, rain down upon you, then if one day you wake up and say, I want to create something of a magical new energy nature, whatever that might be, then it's right here, Timothy. You spent many lifetimes with it being out there. Many lifetimes. A lot of yourself tied up out there. Let's bring it in here. And not just the old dream, but whatever you want in this now moment. I want you to hear that clearly. We're not just trying to bring old dreams here because they're old dreams. In the new energy, they can be far, I guess you would call it grander, far more satisfying, far more with ease and grace. You bring them here, they're going to attract a lot more energy. There are many amazing potentials, but the potentials are also being clouded over by some of these old dreams. Let's take a deep breath. Let's do a little mirab. Yay. Sleep time. So, John, can we do a little music? The beautiful music of honors. Isn't it interesting? Even the new CD called Dream of the Blue Whale. And here we are, letting go of those dreams. Take a deep breath. It actually takes a very bold and beautiful human to let go of the dreams. Every human has them. Maybe not what yours were like, but they have them. And theirs were probably a lot more limited. Yours were pretty grand. Pretty grand. Let's take a deep breath. The dreams, some of them so beautiful, but they really tied you up. Some of the dreams so protected by you, they became totally unavailable. Why would you want to have such a beautiful dream subject to the abuse of this reality? So you kept it out there. Wasn't your divinity part of that dream? Unavailable self? A very old dream of a very distant love that you called your higher self. Your divinity? Wasn't that really just out in the clouds somewhere else? A big dream. When the days got tough, so now there's this divinity out there somewhere. Someday it's gonna come and rescue me. When it didn't, you pushed that dream of your divinity out a little further. Well, maybe it's just really busy right now. Maybe I'm not ready. Maybe I have lessons to learn. You pushed the dream of the divine further and further. The dream of the divine was based on some old spiritual concepts. Some beautiful old mysteries, but old. The dream of the divine was based on a consciousness of duality. So much heavier than what duality is now. The dream of yourself as an angel. I promise that angel would come in someday for salvation. further and further away that dream went. And a very strange dynamic. The further away it got, the more you held on to the dream. The more of yourself was trapped in that dream. The less of yourself was available here. Strange feeling comes over, say, without the dream, what am I? Without the dream, what's left? A feeling of emptiness, darkness. Sadness. Dream has been such a friend in a way. Such a distraction. He's saying, without the dream, how can I possibly go on? But I say to you, with that unavailable dream, how can you possibly go on? A true dream is being here. True dream is being awake, aware, sovereign, empowered, right here. January 5th, here in Coal Creek Canyon, the year 2013. A whole different consciousness. That old dream. That old dream doesn't fit here. Take a deep breath, or let the breath breathe you. That's grace. That's grace. Just let the breath breathe you. My dear friends, we're going to turn it this year so that the dream is no longer an illusion, so that it's the reality, and it's your life. Let's take a deep breath with that.